We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, Jaden Johnson here. I'm going to be bringing you weekly conversations with Utah State student athletes and coaches from the Olympic programs here on the Aggies All the Way podcast. So while Scotty continues to provide all kinds of great content from Utah State's football team and men's basketball team, I'll be sitting down every week with coaches, student athletes, former athletes from the Olympic programs here at Utah State, and trying to help share their stories with you as well. This week, I was able to sit down and chat with Utah State cross-country coach Artie Golden, along with Luke Beatty and Josie Givens, a couple of seniors from the cross-country teams. The Aggies have the opportunity to host the Mountain West Cross-Country Championship this weekend in Logan, so a big opportunity for them to not only be able to participate, but be able to have that here on their home course. So enjoy this conversation. Looking forward to talking about the cross country meet coming up, and you guys this Friday have that really cool opportunity to host and talk about this season as well. But first, let's get to know you guys a little bit. Coach, you grew up in a cross country family. I mean, you grew up with a dad who was a cross country coach for 31 years at Bucknell. Was coaching something that you always wanted to get into? And is this kind of your plan all along?
Yeah, always. Ever since I was 4 or 5 years old, I still remember pretty vividly when I went to kindergarten. I was super pissed that I had to go to kindergarten because I knew I wouldn't be able to ride the tractor and line the cross country course with my dad anymore. So, you know, that was something that I always looked forward to doing, you know, when I was, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old. And so going to kindergarten, I couldn't do that anymore. And it didn't make me happy, but yeah, I've always wanted to coach, you know, ever since I was very young.
So did you actually run before you walked?
I don't know. I don't remember back that far, but I did go to my first track meet when I was like a month old or something like that. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So you literally grew up on the cross country course. Mm-hmm. And then you went to school, graduated, got 2 master's degrees, and then got into coaching. What was that journey like? And I mean, how did you eventually end up at Utah State?
I got my first master's degree at the University of Wisconsin, urban and historical geography. And I wanted to be a, kind of a teacher and a coach, and take that avenue into coaching. And mm-hmm. and I did after we left Madison. I was teaching and coaching at a high school in Montgomery, Alabama. When we were there, my wife had our second child, Allie, and we realized either I needed to make more money or she needed to work. And so at least until the kids were in school, we wanted her to be able to stay home with them. And so that's what led me to go back to school, and I went to BYU and got an MBA at BYU, primarily just because the versatility of the degree. At that point, I had no idea what I wanted to do other than, you know, what I was doing. And so we figured the versatility of an MBA degree would be good. And I was in healthcare administration for 7 years while still, you know, trying to coach as much as I can. I was a coach at Highland High School in Pocatello. And then also for a couple of years, I was volunteer distance coach at Idaho State before I got this job here at Utah State.
So now you've been the head coach here for 3 years. Is it kind of been what you expected, being the head coach at a college level program?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I mean, some things are very similar to what I remember with my dad growing up, and then, you know, some things are different as well. I think the different environment of the NCAA. These guys have a lot of amenities, I guess you could say, that you know, that my dad's teams didn't have growing up, that I didn't have when I was a student athlete. And so, you know, those things are great. And then, you know, just the you know, being at a state school versus a private school, things are a little different than what my dad experienced. But it's been phenomenal. Everything I could have dreamed of and more.
So Josie and Luke, you're both seniors this year. I'm sure that's been kind of a wild to, you know, realize that your time at Utah State might be coming up to a close. But I want to talk to each of you about, you know, what brought you to Utah State, and why did you choose to come be an Aggie, and what was that journey like? Josie, you want to go first?
So I knew that I wanted to run in college, and I came up here on a visit, and obviously, like, my parents were definitely like, look into the school that has a lot of colleges, a lot of places to choose from, you know, and because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do.
And you're from Green River, Wyoming, far away.
Yes, like 2.5-3 hours away, so it's nice. I can go home if I want to on weekends. My parents can always come visit, so it's nice. I just loved the team here. I just knew, like, coming in and having my visit, it was like a family right away. And so it wasn't a very hard decision to make to come out here and run for the Aggies. It was pretty easy, and it worked out too. They have my degree and everything, and I'm very excited about it. So it all worked out really great.
What's your degree?
Communicative disorders and deaf ed. So I thought it was funny that you said I'm ending my Aggie career. I will be ending my running career, but I actually am planning on going to grad school here.
A few more years.
Yes.
Oh, and you're going to stick around here for
yes,
it. Yep. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What about you, Luke?
Yeah, so I chose to come to Utah State for a couple different reasons. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs in Woodstock, Illinois, and it's really flat there, and I've always been a mountain guy. I've always wanted to get to the mountains and end there for the rest of my life, so I decided to look at a bunch of schools in the Mountain West area and came across Utah State, took an official visit, loved everything about the school, the team, the coaches, and texted on the way to Chicago when I landed. I said I'd like to verbally commit, and I was done. So
you weren't tired of the cold?
No, I wasn't tired of the cold now, and I was always wanted to be an Aggie after that, so I've never regretted that decision.
That's awesome. I always like hearing about, you know, just what brought people to Utah State. I think that's super interesting. Let's talk a little bit about this season. So, I mean, it's been the men's team, number 22 in the nation. The women's team, obviously, you're a very, very young team. Josie, you're the only senior on it. From a head coach's perspective, what's this season been like for you guys?
It's been a really good season for the guys. It's gone almost, I think, to plan thus far. In terms of what we wanted to do, the race that we had at Montana State, we got beat by Montana State. We didn't race Luke and a couple of other guys, but, you know, kind of still thought we had enough to win that meet, and it just didn't play out the way that we wanted. But I think it was a good wake-up call for them because, you know, we were able to then a couple of weeks later go into Paul Short and pretty much dominate the meet. So we beat a lot of teams in the various regions at Paul Short and then in Wisconsin, and the way the at-large berths work for cross country is you want to beat teams in other regions that already will make it into the NCAA meet with an automatic bid, because that gives us points and helps us get to the NCAA meet. And so we've beaten a lot of teams in the Mid-Atlantic region, in the Northeast region, in the Southeast region, and pretty much have done what we needed to do in terms of setting ourselves up for an NCAA berth. And you know, now we'll just have to take care of business in a couple of weeks at the Mountain Region meet. The ladies' season has been good. There's been a lot of good things that have happened, but like you said, very, very young. You know, we have nine girls racing at the conference meet this weekend, and five of them are freshmen. So, you know, we met with the freshmen, you know, and told them, you know, pretty much the second day of camp, like, look, you know, you'll get, you know, you'll take some lumps, you know, you'll get beat around a little bit at times this season. And so we've kind of expected some of that, having such a freshman-centered team. But at the same time, I think we've performed well in a number of different circumstances. And so we have, you know, a lot of the girls on the team are rounding into shape very, very well at the right time of the season leading into the championship season. And so excited to see what we can do this week at the conference meet. You know, we have one of the strongest conferences in the country with, you know, New Mexico, Boise, Air Force, all being, I think they're all ranked in the top 20. They're all ranked, you know, so I think they're all in the top 20. But so it's a very strong conference, but our ladies, I think, will stack up very well.
Well, and it's been kind of, in a way, polar opposites, where the men's team has relied so much on these seniors. And, mm-hmm. It's been seniors leading the way for the most part. And then for the women, Josie, you're the only senior on the team.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Is that kind of weird?
It is. It's kind of funny how things just end up working out. And I mean, I came in with eight girls and just life plans and things and, you know, red shirts, and it happens. But yeah, it's very, very interesting to say the least, but it's fun. They keep me young, so it's great.
Have you found a lot of opportunities to kind of use your wisdom and, you know, your experience to help out some of the younger girls? Because like Coach said, I mean, it's a lot of freshmen going out there every single week and competing and needing to do well for you guys.
Yeah, they're great. The freshmen, they all just want to run really, really fast, and they want to do well for the team. And so I would say they always, like, if they have any questions or anything, they will always ask me, or if they need any help with anything, I try to fill in gaps where I can and let them know how we kind of do things here. But they're all great, and they all just want to do really well. So
that's awesome. Luke, you have an opportunity to be on the number 22 team in the nation. You guys, you know, you've done really well all season. You've personally had a lot of really big accomplishments this season. Just what's this season been like from your perspective?
It's been a great season so far. I mean, it's kind of cool. A lot of us have been together for a couple years now. I mean, I've been on the team with James and Adam since my freshman year, and we've just been racing with each other and trying to become the best team we can be. And I think this year, going into it, I knew we had potential to be one of the best teams Utah State could see for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the guys don't want to waste that opportunity, so we've been fighting every race and trying to become the team that we could definitely become, because the coaches believe in us and we just need to believe in ourselves. And it's been a pretty good year so far, and we just want to keep it rolling. That's kind of what we've been saying, is just keep this train rolling.
Well, and of course, for both of you, both teams, an opportunity to win a Mountain West championship this weekend. I've got to imagine that's the ultimate goal, and that's probably what you talk about all year.
Yeah. Winning the Mountain West title would be pretty special. We've all been dreaming about it, because Utah State cross country's never won a Mountain West cross country title, so why not be the first team to do it at home? So it'd be cool.
Yeah, get to do it on your own course. How big of an advantage is that really as a runner? I mean, to be on a course that you know that you've been running on for years and years, do you find that is a pretty big advantage?
Yeah, I would say there's a huge advantage with being at home. You have the home crowd, you get to be in, as Luke stated earlier, you do the daily things and you don't have to change up and you don't have to be on a 3-hour flight just sitting. Yeah, and this way you just have the home advantage and it's really nice, and sleeping in your own bed and everything like that, it's just a lot easier to adjust to. So,
So moving forward, once you guys graduate after this season, Josie, you said that you're going to be sticking around for grad school. Luke, what are you hoping to do after this season?
Yeah, so I'm a natural resource major, and I'm not sure of what I'm doing after I graduate. It kind of depends on how this year goes.
Yeah.
But I see myself sticking in the area, in the mountain region, and just trying to find jobs and keep running going as long as I can.
That's awesome. You guys have a favorite place to run around here?
Logan Canyon.
Logan Canyon.
Yeah, I would agree. Logan Canyon, there's just great trails up there. It's always so pretty, and especially in October when the leaves start changing color, it's awesome.
Sure, that's one of the advantages of being in a place like Logan. Yeah. So many good trails, so many good places to go.
Yeah.
So we got to wrap up, but I want to talk to each of you three about what's been your favorite part about being here at Utah State.
Me first.
Yes.
The kids that I get to work with, there's not a close second in terms of answering that question, but it's an honor to work with them, and and it's sad to see them leave, but it's also great to continue on the relationships that I have with them after they graduate. You know, it seems like, probably every 2 or 3 days I'm getting a call from one of the alums, asking advice about something. So even when they leave, a lot of them don't really leave, and that's great to, continue to be a part of their life and so forth. But yeah, so these kids that I get to work with, easily the best part.
Yeah, I'd say the best thing about being here is the team, for sure. The coaches, the girls, the guys, I think it's great. It's easily the team is the best part about being here. So.
Yeah, I think the best thing for me is, like Joseph said, the team and just everything about the athletics department at Utah State. They really help you become the best potential that you can be with hiring the best coaches and what they provide for us to succeed as an Aggie. So
awesome. So this Friday, the first of November is the Mountain West Cross Country Championship here in Logan. That's going to be at the Reeder Cross Country Course. I know a lot of people don't really think of cross country as a spectator sport, but it's a lot of fun to be out there. I've been there for a few meets. It's fun to get out, see you guys compete, and have a chance to win a Mountain West Championship. Anything else any of you guys want to add?
No, just thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk to you, and for everybody listening to this, if you can, please come out to the course on Friday morning. It'll be chilly, but hopefully you can move around and stay warm and cheer for the Aggies.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.